Dominant consonant. What is the meaning of dominant consonant? Is it related to those four? Yes, again, I have to tell. Yeah, dominant consonant. Mostly, that's how do you call it? Most applied consonant. All sort of consonants, most applied, but sometimes.
但是有的时候,
maybe we can take a look at to who about Chinya, these two lines, which one was that?
That was the Togo.
Yeah, Tonggao. Can you see? Can you see Tonggao? Let's take a look at it. So here, third and fourth, right?
Yes.
This is most important lines.
这一句, 无边落木, 不进长家, 是最重要的两句, 第三, 第四句。
And most important word.
最重要的字,
is 落木.
是这个落木。
So in such meaning,
从这个意义上来说,
U is a dominant vowel.
U 这个元音, 它是主导元音。
U is dominant diphthong.
这个U, 这个是最主导的一个双元音, 就是落的那个U。
And L. And
L 和 M, M
dominant consonant.
它是主导的辅音.
They are not most frequent consonants.
但这两个主导辅音, 一个 L 和 M, 它们并不是最常出现的辅音, 出现频率最多的辅音.
It leads whole thing.
但是这两个辅音却引领了整个作品。
In this poetry, there's another part of the dominant issue.
另外一个与主导相关的,
it's at the end.
最后那两句。
The last two syllables of the seventh line.
第七句的最后两个字,
双病. Yeah?
Yes, 双病.
And the last one.
和最后一句, 浊酒杯.
Yes. These are also maybe not dominant vowels and consonants.
这几个可能不算是主导的元音辅音,
but very important syllables and words.
都是非常重要的音节或词句词语.
Yeah. If we have such aspect,
如果我们能够带着这样的视角,
we can see the poetry from different perspective than how we usually read the poetry. So that's why I always recommend you to practice Chinese poetry as a foreign language. then it's easier to get such point of view, as I said.
才会比较容易来获得刚才所提到的这种视角。
I learned this way in German first.
我首先是在德语当中学会了这种方式。
Then I applied into the Japanese language, and it worked.
日文当中。
When I'm reciting poetry, I have to follow my inner feelings. Otherwise, I will find it difficult to accept it. No, sometimes it's not right. Sometimes you shouldn't follow your inner feelings. You have to follow the feelings of the poet. As a foreign language, it can be understood. Don't you need to read the Chinese explanations in those Chinese poems? Usually no, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually never ask the contents.
Not you. She meant that everybody should not try to read explanation of the.
Yeah, right? that's fine. You can explain. I never asked you the meaning of the poem.
老师他其实从来没有问过我说这些诗里面是讲什么意思的，这首这一句或这首诗是什么意思。
This also maybe can you remember? You can note for the next creative education. What was the last one?
How to observe the children through the sensitive senses.
Okay, this one. Yeah, and then, if we observe the children, we better not know his backgrounds, first place.
当我们想要正确的观察孩子的时候，就最好不要事先去了解他背后的那些背景、人生的经历这种。
So if some school teacher asked me,
比如说老师们,
about their pupils,
说问我他们的一个学生,
or when the mother come to my lecture and want to ask her child,
想要问说自己孩子的问题,
then they want to they try to show the pictures of the children.
然后他们就想要给我看孩子的照片。
Or they want to explain about the children. I say no. But this issue I explain more detail. Because this is so-called belongs to the advanced course issue. But as this urgent course, so I can also explain this very, very sensitive issue.Yeah, we have to. Because now we are taking care of the such sensitive children now. Yeah. Sunday, on Sunday, I fly to the very small island.
周日老师要飞去一个冲绳群岛，很小的小岛。
The local government recommend us even not fly between the islands.
甚至推荐说我们不要进行像这样岛屿之间的飞行。
I still I'm considering if I should or not, but I think I go because this is.
还在考虑到底要不要去。
Yeah, this is like a medical issue. I have to go maybe.There's one beautiful boy. He has a nose
show. 美好的孩子，他是小脑萎缩症的一个孩子。
Yeah, and he just fell down in the middle of the day, which usually never happened to him. And he went, yeah, today, yesterday went to the doctor and checked the brain wave. No particular problem. So you see, and then we have such issue, how we can take care
of such child. 如果是这种情况下，要怎么去照顾这个孩子？
Yeah, then we what was the issue now? Not the first one.
Not the first one.
Yeah.
Is that you never ask the background of the child?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Then, you see, then I try to sense the child.
我尝试去感觉孩子。
Some things I can explain and maybe in the day after tomorrow.
教育的问题，我们可能比如说在周五或周六，大家看大家的要求来讲。
Yeah. Okay. Go to the number 9.
接下来讲第九。
Yeah. How we can make poetry?
怎么样？
Intimate.
能够让这个诗歌的表达更细腻。
Something, a moment.
等一下。
When I can't recite it, I will look up the meaning of the poem and recite it.
背不下来的时候，就会去查诗句的意思，然后背下来。那看来这样不太好。It
is all right. It is all right. As a support. As a support.
因为它是一种某一种支持你背诵的方式。But
stay as a support. It shouldn't come in the front.
它仍然是应该作为一种支持你去做的方式其中之一，它不应该是最首要的。
Yeah, Wuhan girl ask about older. Yeah,
ask.
Next time.
Oh, yeah. 那就下回再说吧。
Yes, several people asking about without understanding, yes.
不需要理解，不用理解。
Yes, without understanding.
对，不理解的情况下去。
You can imagine, yeah, like just going for a walk.
比如说你去散步。
When you go for a walk, yeah, just like Lily did. Before the dawn, you see the forest, you see the moon.
看到森林，看到月亮。
Do you think about the meanings of the moons and the forests? You don't. Moons and forests are so beautiful.
月亮，森林是如此的美。
That your sensation is fully awake and can enjoy. Such poet like a Du Fu, you can experience like this. So beautiful sounds.
声音是如此的优美。
Okay. Yeah, how can we do the recite Du Fu poem with the whole body and mind and existence? Yeah, now this is number 9 and 10 issue.
其实是属于刚才我们提到的第九、第十点要讲的。
Yeah. How can we do like this intimate?
我们要怎么样细腻的去表达呢？
Yeah, then some people already done.
有些人已经像这样，已经做过这些练习了。
So there's three different ways.
然后有三种方式。
First.
第一。
Backwards speaking.
倒着
的。Yeah, can you explain? Can you? Yes.
Yeah,
go forward.
就是说，你可以一句一句。比如说你如果不太适应的话呢，一句一句倒过来，然后整首诗倒过来，从最后一个字朗诵到第一个字。Yes.
Second.
第二。
Mirror writing.
镜像。
You can listen. You don't have to explain. Everybody knows.
镜像书写的话呢，谁能够发一张镜像书写的图片上来？有人吗？有人手上有镜像书写的图片吗？之前在群里 ，somebody already showed in the WeChat group. I think most of them already saw.
Okay.
好，大家可能如果想的话，发一张镜像的字的图片上来。嗯，好。Yeah.
And writing by feet.
然后呢，第三就是用脚写。Yeah, somebody already sent the mirror writing.
Yeah, good, good. Yes, good, 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 very good.
啊，这个是用脚写啊。嗯，等一下，大家。
Takashi will come to give me something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just.
嗯哼。
Yeah, in between. Yeah, that's all right. I tell you, it's okay.When he comes, just go after a second.
Uh-huh.
So where are we now?
Mirror writing, and the last one is the...
Last one, feet writing.
Feet, 用脚写。
Somebody have a feet lighting picture or not?
有人有用脚写的图片，有人吗 ？And also mirror writing, right? The feet writing.
Yes.
啊，脚写要镜像，对对。那左脚写左边的。
Yeah, Takashi already came and give me one letter. Sorry.Already finished. Okay.
对，用脚夹着笔。和手写镜像是一样的吗？镜像是左手写，左边的镜像用左手写，就是你刚才看到了四个镜像的，左边的都用左手写，右边两个用右手写。哦、不是写在纸上的，把纸准备大一点，比较大的纸。对，左边都用左手写，右边用右手写。
Yeah, left is left and right, yes, yes.
对，左手用左边用左手写，右边用右手写。
Yeah, also can use brush.
当然用毛笔可以啊，没问题。At the same time or not? Right and left.
At the same time is easier.
同时写简单一点，同时写好写。
So you can do at the beginning at the same time, but later.
你可以同时写啊。
Not the same time.
后面就不要同时写了。
So what's the original question?
The original question is how to sensitive, how to express in a sensitive way. Oh, in a more
whole body mind existence.
Oh, okay, the this one, whole body, how we can express dufu with the whole body and soul existence.
Yeah, now going to the 11, I mean 10.
往下讲最后一点，应该是第十了，是数好像编号好像不对。
Yeah. That means we have to become dufu.
第十就是我们也要成为dufu。
How we can become dufu?
我们要怎么成为dufu呢？
First.
首先。
Exactly spoken what I recommended you.
要很。根据老师给到大家的建议，很精准的去练习，去朗诵读书。
Good combination between vowels and consonants.
也就是说，要有一个很好的元音辅音之间的。
Good articulation, good breathing, deep breathing.
要有很好的呼吸，深呼吸，发声一定要清晰。
And exactly pronouncing the diphthongs.
而且要把这个元双元音。完全发得很正确。
Then you learn all of this and you feel so free about it.
学完之后你就可以完全的超脱出来。超脱。
You practice hundreds of times.
练很多很多遍。
And the poem will become your poem.
这首诗会真正成为你的诗。
So if you do it with the spring night.
如果比如说你春夜喜雨这样去做的话，
then spring night is your poem now.
那春夜喜雨将会成为你的诗。
But this is only one of the two poetry.
这只是杜甫所这么多诗歌其中之一。
But if you do this, maybe.
如果
30, 40, 50 poetry from the 杜甫 you gradually noticing you cannot anymore so distinguish between 杜甫 and yourself.
你已经很难分辨杜甫和你自己之间的区别了。
Also depends on the poet. Some people could become easier to become Duhu, other people easier to become Li Bai. But anyhow, one poem after the other, you practice.
大家需要一首一首的去练习。
For me, is the poet like a Christian Morgenstern. I don't know if any of you know.
Christian Morgenstern.
The German poet.
一位德国诗人。
He was such a poet.
他就是这一位诗人。
I gradually become like that when I recite. Morgenstern's poetry, I don't even distinguish between the poet and me.
当我看 DN 的作品的时候，我是很难，我已经很难分辨这个诗人与我自己了。
Morgenstern, I mean, doesn't matter.
Okay.
It does matter. Morgen is mit E, Morgen. Stern is with not EE, but ER.
No, this is the, I didn't send the English, I sent the Chinese. So please send the, oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Okay,
please
okay.
Please send the, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody did. Christian Morgenstern. Yeah. Okay.
摩根斯特恩。
Little bit younger than Rudolf Steiner.
他比斯坦纳年轻一点儿。
And yeah, they admired each other.
啊，他们相互欣赏。
In Gitarum, they have Christian Morgenstern's The Bone.
You mean his phone?
You know, Gitarum want to connect such things.
The bone of
I speak secretly.
啊，我们悄悄的讲一下啊，那个，
There is no spy from the Gitarum among the listener,
对，我们现在听众里面没有来自于哥德堂的间谍吧？没有吧？
right? Like collect the bones from the important people.
像哥德堂啊，他们在收集那些重要人士，他们的遗骨啊。
Yeah, then gradually you become the poet.
逐渐你就会成为这位诗人。
Yeah, somebody even showed the,
有些人，
yeah,
his life，
Morgenstern's profile.
对，有些那个心燕也发了摩根斯坦他的生平。
Right, then you gradually develop your own style.
然后你会逐渐发展出你的风格，
Through such experiences.
通过这样的经验。
But then this is not any more subjective way of expression.
这将逐渐不，从并非主观。
You have your own style, but it is so
你拥有
you
了你
do
自己
in
的
such
风
confident.
格，但你又能够很自信的去朗诵，
Yeah,
带着自
Brunei,
信，
as you
这
said.
样的话就毫不动摇，
It is your own.
它就成为了你的。
Yeah. Yamping there today. Sometimes
是在场吗？他有
she's busy for her echo
在。
movement.
No, she's not. I said she's not here.
So I think because she's not here, so we can talk
刚好
about
他不
her.
在，那我们就可以来讲了。
So I hope she doesn't listen to this
希
recording.
望他等一下不要听这个录音。
She has this inborn talent
是一个有与生俱来天赋的人。
that she already this objective style of
他能
recitation.
够去进行一种客观的朗诵，
Yeah, you can listen to.
大家也都听了。Oh, now she joined. I saw her.
What?
She come back.
Sorry, okay. I talked about you because you're not here.
刚才讲你，因为你不在，所以讲的你艳萍。Now she left.
Yeah, you see, some people have such talent inborn. Only few people.
只有
Me
少
not.
数人
Me
有这
not.
样的
I
天赋。
have to develop. I have to develop through these experiences.
我需要通过经验。
Practicing hard.
去练习，需要努力的练习才能够获得
But
这个。
you can just experience this one example that who has already
现在
from
要
the
凭自己
inborn
的兴
talent
趣看到，还有
this
这样的
objective
人，他
own
们与生
style
俱来就有着这种客观的视角。
I'm not saying she's perfect or anything,
我不
yes?
说她是完美的，
She has this strength.
而是这是她的长项。
Yeah. As everybody has strengths and weakness.
就是每个人都有长项，也都有弱点。
Oh, she just came out.
No, she, I saw her coming in and out several times. I think maybe
her
internet is not very good.
Yes, so far.
好，那就到讲大概到这里。
Actually, I have 11, but officially, I have this 10.
但是如果正式来讲，就只有十。
Yeah. So maybe, it's almost, soon 6 o'clock, right?
Yes, for you, yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we gradually, I'm 5 o'clock, right?
Yes, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so we gradually finish. We gradually finish. Yeah, so at the end, I give you this 11 issue.
那我来讲一下这第十一点。
Maybe some of you noticed.
可能有人也注意到。
That, you recite and record it.
朗诵，然后录制。
Then I told you the situation.
然后呢，我的
，How you were.
会告诉你说，你这个当时录制朗诵的时候是处在什么样的状态。
And you surprised.
然后大家会很惊讶。
Only from the recording, how can I know?
就只是听录音，你怎么知道？
The exact, for example, family situation where you are in.
为什么我处在这样的家庭状况之下？
How you in which how you call it, she said position you are practicing?
你练习的时候是处在什么样的姿态？是用什么姿态去朗诵的？
Yeah, such things you can also develop.
像这样的能力啊，也是每个人都能发展出来的。
Through the voice, through the human voice.
通过人的声音，一个人的声音。
You can also see the situation.
你也能够看到他的状态。
Nobody noticed?
有没有人注意到老师这个能力啊？注意到了吗？
Yes. Yeah. So, please be careful. Next time,
小心啊。
Next time maybe we do not the lyric but the storytelling.
下一回呢，我就不是录这个诗歌了，是录讲故事。
So be careful when you take shower.
当你在洗澡的时候。
And after you taking shower.
当你洗完澡。
You only wear the bath towel.
如果你只穿着浴巾。
And lying on the sofa on bed.
躺在沙发上。
And recording.
然后如果你这个时候录音的话。
I can see exactly how you were recording.
你是怎么录的？
Yes, thank you very much.
好，谢谢大家。
See you later.
大家晚上见啊。
Yeah. See you in the evening.
好，晚上见大家。
Yeah, we talk about the stories.
晚上会是故事的部分。
Yeah.Thank you for Gino.
八点啊，谢谢大家。
Yeah. And the organizing group.
啊，感谢我们的主办的团队。
And thank you all of you.
啊，感谢所有人。
Yeah. And see you in the evening if any of you can come.
如果大家有时间的话，大家有时间晚上见。